Section 4. Changes you may experience. Alzheimer's disease affects thinking, ability, and memory. It also affects mood and emotions, behavior, and ability to perform activities of daily living. Alzheimer's disease typically follows certain stages that bring about changes in the person and family's lives. It affects each individual differently. The symptoms, the order in which they appear, and duration of each stage vary from person to person. In most cases, the disease progresses slowly. The duration of the disease is usually 7 to 10 years, but may be longer in some people. Memory loss. You may find that you do not remember a person's name at the time, but the name comes to you later. Or, you start talking to someone and in mid-sentence, you forget what you were talking about. Communication problems. You may find yourself reaching for a word, but it's not there. Or, you intend to say one word, but a different word comes out. Finding the words to express your thoughts and feelings may become harder. Reading may become more difficult. It may seem as though the words all run together. You may have trouble writing things down. In groups, you may find it difficult to follow conversation, but you may be fine talking to one person face to face. To learn about communication tips and strategies, please refer to our information sheet on the topic. It is available from the Alzheimer's Society on our website at www.alzheimer.ca. Difficulty performing tasks. You may find yourself getting frustrated trying to do things you used to be able to do, like following a recipe, using woodworking or craft tools, turning on the correct burner on the stove, or balancing a checkbook. Disorientation or confusion about time and place. You may find yourself becoming confused about time and place. For example, you may show up to church an hour early, or you may be walking in a familiar neighborhood, or taking your normal route home and suddenly forget where you are. Visual perception problems. With visual perception problems, you may be looking straight at an object, but you cannot identify it. For example, with money, you may have difficulty telling one coin from another. Spatial perception problems. With spatial perception problems, you may have difficulty walking up and down stairs because you're misjudging the height of the stairs or the distance between them. Poor or decreased judgment. When judgment is affected in Alzheimer's disease, you may choose clothing that is not appropriate for the weather, or not understand why it may be not safe for you to continue driving. Changes in mood and behavior. It is natural to feel anxious, irritable, and moody at times as you cope with the changes in your skills and abilities. The mood swings can be unsettling for you and those around you. Some people may also find their personality is changing. As one person describes it, you don't smile like you used to. Changes in physical ability. In addition to the changes in mental ability, Alzheimer's disease can affect your physical coordination. For instance, you may not be able to get your arm into your shirt sleeve. As the disease progresses, there will be more physical decline. Some suggestions for adjusting to changing abilities. One way to cope with the changes is to focus on what you're still able to do, and to continue to participate in activities that are meaningful to you. There may come a time when you will have to accept help from family members and friends. If you let them know what is needed, they can help you maintain your independence. Talking to others. Take your time. Tell people you have a problem with thinking, communicating, and remembering. If you did not understand a statement, ask them to repeat it. It is okay to ask over and over again. If too many people or too much noise bothers you, find a quiet place. If you lose a thought, let it go. It is okay if you forget it. It may come back. Memory loss. Keep a memory book of important things and keep it with you at all times. This book can be kept in a pocket or purse. It may contain important phone numbers, including your own and ones that may be needed in an emergency, people's names, a list of things to do, appointments, a map showing where your home is, any thoughts or ideas you may want to hold on to. You may also want to consider the use of an electronic device, such as a mobile phone, to help you with the above. Label cupboards and drawers with words or pictures that describe the contents. For example, dishes, knives, and forks. An answering machine is useful to keep track of telephone messages. Get a remote control for the TV that has large and easy-to-read numbers. Telephone numbers written in large print and posted by the telephone can be helpful, including emergency numbers, as well as a description of where you live. You may find it helpful and comforting to have a friend, relative, or volunteer call to remind you of mealtimes, appointments, or when to take your medication. Keep a collection of snapshots of those people you see regularly. Label the photos with their names and what they do. Marking off days on a calendar is a way of keeping track of time. You may find it easier to get help from someone with crossing off the days. You can find pillboxes and pharmacies that will help you organize your medication. They will also remind you when to take your pills. Keep in mind there will be days that are better than others. Do what you can in a given day. Finding your way. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Explain to people that you have a memory problem and need assistance. Carry a business card that says you have Alzheimer's disease. Take someone with you when you go out. When you think you are lost, go to the nearest house or store for help. Don't keep trying to find your way. Get someone to help you to register with Safely Home. This can be done through your local Alzheimer's Society or online at www.safelyhome.ca. We asked people living with Alzheimer's disease for their advice on how to adjust to changing abilities. Some of the following suggestions may work for you and some may not. Here are some of their suggestions. Write things down in a notebook when you're in a conversation. Use post-it notes. Do one thing at a time. Use loud, noisy timers to remind you that you have something on the stove. Take your time and tell others to give you time. Don't be shy to ask for help. Keep busy. Find things to do that you enjoy. If you no longer enjoy reading, try talking books, audio tapes, and videotapes. If church services are too crowded, find out which services have less people. Join a support group. You can talk about your experience with others. It reduces the isolation. Driving and Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease gradually affects the skills and abilities needed for driving. Memory, judgment, visual perception, spatial perception, the ability to read signs, the ability to understand directions, orientation, physical coordination. Depending on your symptoms and how far they have progressed, you may still be able to drive safely, for now. Perhaps you have adjusted your driving habits to traveling shorter distances or only during the day. As your mental and physical abilities decline, your driving ability will also decline. Signs that driving abilities are declining: traffic violations, accidents, getting lost, taking too long to reach a destination, misjudging distances, forgetting the rules of the road, and slow response times. At some point, it will no longer be safe for you to drive. By that time, the disease may have affected your ability to understand why you have to give up your driving. If you are still driving, ask someone you know if he or she has noticed changes in your driving. Arrange for a driver's test if you're not sure if you should continue to drive. As the disease progresses, you may need to be retested. Start thinking now about alternatives, such as asking family members and friends to drive you where you need to go. or using public transit and taking taxis. Giving up driving may be one of the most stressful events you experience, but in the end, the privilege of driving has to be measured against your safety and the safety of others. Additional resources. For more information on adjusting to changing abilities, please refer to the following print materials. These are available from the Alzheimer's Society or visit our website, www.alzheimer.ca. Quality of life, communication, driving, progression series.